Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, October 24th, and coming up in today's episode. Doctor found dead in Satara. Suicide note written on hand alleges rape by police officer. PM Modi kicks off NDA election campaign in Bihar. Survivors of Kunnur bus fire share harrowing tales of trauma. And Afghanistan takes a leaf out of India's playbook, plans to stop water supply to Pakistan. A woman in Maharashtra's Satara district, a doctor by profession, has allegedly died by suicide, leaving behind a shocking note accusing the police sub-inspector of repeated rape and harassment. The medical officer posted at Faltan Sub-District Hospital was found dead on Thursday night. According to investigators, a message written on her palm with a pen reads, "Police Inspector Gopal Bhatne is the reason I died. He raped me 4 times. He subjected me to mental and physical abuse for more than 5 months. The case has triggered widespread condemnation and political reactions across the state. The accused officer, Sub-Inspector Gopal Bhatne, has been suspended following orders from the Chief Minister, Devendra Fadnavis. It has also come to light that the doctor had earlier written a letter to the Deputy Superintendent of Police in Faltan on June 19th. In that complaint, she accused 3 officers, Subdivisional Police Inspector Patil, Assistant Police Inspector Ladputre, and Bhatne of harassment, saying she was under extreme stress and urging action against those responsible. State Congress leaders Vijay Namadev Rao Wattitivar criticized the ruling Mahayuti government, questioning why no action was taken when the doctor first complained. In a post on social media, he has written, and I quote, "When the protector becomes the predator, the duty of the police is to protect, but if they themselves are exploiting a female doctor, how will justice be served?" He further demanded that all officers named in her complaint be dismissed immediately to prevent interference in the investigation. Responding to the outrage, Bharatiya Janata Party leader and state's women president Chitra Wagh said an FIR was being registered and a team has been informed to locate and arrest the accused. Quote, "This is an unfortunate incident. I have spoken to the superintendent of police in Satara. The process to arrest the officer is underway," adding that women should use the 112 helpline to report harassment. The Nationalist Congress Party, or NCP, a part of the ruling alliance Mahayuti, has also called for firm action. NCP Ajit Pawar leader Anand Paranjpe said teams have been sent to arrest the accused. There is zero tolerance for crime against women. The Maharashtra State Commission for Women has directed police to investigate the alleged inaction on the doctor's earlier complaint. The doctor's body has been sent for post-mortem and a full inquiry into the case is ongoing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bihar election campaign blitz opened with staunch support for Chief Minister Nitish Kumar under a barrage of sharp attacks on the opposition. Launching the NDA's campaign in Samastipur and Begusarai on Friday, the Prime Minister declared that the alliance under Nitish Kumar's leadership would break all records and that Bihar's people would once again choose Sushasan Sarkar, or a government of good governance. Quote, "Entire Bihar is saying Firikbar NDA Sarkar, Firikbar Sushasan Sarkar," he said to loud cheers. Calling the coming elections a new chapter in Bihar's history, Prime Minister Modi said the youth would play a key role in shaping the state's future. Taking an aim at the opposition, he said, quote, "People will not forget another 100 years, the Jungle Raj that once ruled Bihar, no matter how much the opposition tries to hide their misdeeds," unquote. He accused the Rashtriya Janata Dal, or RJD, and Congress, who are allied together in a Mahagathbandhan, of spreading corruption and fear, alleging Bihar's people know that investors get scared away when they hear the names of RJD and Congress. The RJD sells ticket first and then indulges in corrupt practices, while Congress is led by the country's most corrupt family. Addressing a rally in Begusarai, Prime Minister Modi announced that the region would get a new petrochemical plant and a textile hub, promising jobs and investment for local youth. Quote, "We converted Jungle Raj into good governance. Now the time has come to turn Bihar into a prosperous state," he said. He also blamed the RJD for mass migration from the state, claiming Jangal Raj leaders only cared for their families and destroyed the lives of Bihar youth. The NDA's priority is to reverse that with development and opportunity. Reaffirming his alliance's support for Nitish Kumar, Prime Minister Modi called him Sushasan Babu and said that NDA was united under his leadership. Quote, Bihar's development has gained speed under Nitish Kumar's guidance. Together, we will make it one of India's most progressive states, unquote. In a separate incident, Tejasvi Yadav, who is now the face of Mahagathbandhan for the Chief Minister of Bihar, has taken a swipe at the Prime Minister for his earlier remarks as well. The NDA, along with Prime Minister Modi, has been repeating the Jangal Raj jibe at Bihar, referring to the earlier RJD rule in the state before Nitish Kumar's entry into the chief ministerial role. Quote, the Prime Minister himself listed 55 scams of Nitish Kumar. What action has been taken? When scams are happening and no action is being taken, that is Jangal Raj. The top 5 BJP ruled states in the country have the highest crime rate. What are they doing there? Unquote. Bihar will be voting in two phases on 6th and 11th November and counting set for 14th November. A luxury sleeper bus travelling from Hyderabad to Bengaluru caught fire in the early hours of Friday near Ulidakonda in Andhra Pradesh's Kurnool district, killing 19 people and injuring several others. Survivors have recounted terrifying moments as the flames engulfed the vehicle in mere seconds. The terrifying visuals show the bus being engulfed in a large ball of flames, terrifying every viewer and more so the people inside. Harika, one of the passengers, said she was asleep when the fire first broke out at around 3:30 a.m. Quote, I woke up to see flames spreading across the bus. The back door was broken, so I jumped out from there. In the process, I got hurt, she told reporters. She was among the 40 passengers on board when the bus reportedly collided with the two-wheeler on National Highway 44. Another survivor, Jayant Kushwaha, described the struggle to escape. Quote, we first tried the front exit, but the door was locked. Then we broke the emergency window at the rear and jumped out. It was quite high. Some passengers fell unconscious. Others broke windows near the driver to escape. Unquote. Officials said the main door likely jammed after wires melted in the fire. Surya, another passenger, suggested the fire started after the bike went under the bus. Quote, sparks flew and then the fire started. Some passengers got on immediately, but many were trapped. The bus belonged to Vimuri Kaveri Travels and had 43 people on board, including the driver and staff. Authorities said the bus had all valid documentation, including a fitness certificate, insurance and permits. The registration has been transferred to Odisha's Raigarh Regional Transport Office less than 6 months ago. Several survivors noted the sleeper configuration of the bus complicated the evacuation. Quote, with the curtains on each sleeper, we couldn't see if the other passengers were trapped, said Harika. 15 passengers are currently receiving treatment in Kurnool hospitals. Some bodies were badly burnt, requiring DNA testing for the identification. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on X, announcing compensation of Rs 2 lakh for families of the deceased and Rs 50,000 for the injured. President Draupadi Murmu called the incident deeply unfortunate, while Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu assured all possible support for victims and survivors. Opposition leader Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy also urged immediate financial aid and medical care. Authorities are investigating whether prior complaints about the bus or its operator played a role, while forensic teams are examining the cause of ignition and whether mechanical or electrical faults contributed to the rapid spread of the fire. Afghanistan has ordered the construction of dams on the Kunar River, a move analysts say would restrict Pakistan's access to water. The directives come from Taliban supreme leader, according to the acting Afghan water minister, Mullah Abdul Latif Mansur. In a post on X, Mansur said Afghans have the right to manage their own water. He added that domestic companies would lead the construction rather than foreign firms. The decision follows heightened tensions along the Durand Line, the disputed 2,600-kilometer border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Islamabad recently accused Kabul of supporting the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, a group Pakistan has labeled as terrorist. Observers note that Afghanistan's move mirrors India's actions after the Pahalgam terror attack in April, when Delhi suspended the 65-year-old Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan, which governs the sharing of Indus water and its tributaries. The Konar River begins in the Hindu Kush Mountains in Pakistan's Chitral district, flowing into Afghanistan's Kunar and Nangarhar provinces before joining Kabul River. The river then returns to Pakistan, eventually meeting the Indus near Attock in Punjab. It provides irrigation, drinking water and hydroelectric power for Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, a region often affected by cross-border violence. Experts warn that building dams on the Kunar before it enters Pakistan could severely restrict water supply for farms and communities already stressed by India's control of the Indus system. Unlike the Indus, there are no formal treaties between Afghanistan and Pakistan covering these waters, leaving Islamabad with limited options to intervene. Since the Taliban took power in 2021 August, it has prioritized control over rivers and canals inside Afghanistan, both for agriculture and energy generation. Projects like the Kosh-Tepa Canal in northern Afghanistan aims to transform more than 550,000 hectares of arid land into farmland. Experts say it could divert up to 21% of Amu Darya, potentially affecting Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. Last week, Taliban Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttawi visited India. In a joint statement, the officials highlighted cooperation on hydroelectric projects and sustainable water management, particularly for Afghanistan's energy and agricultural needs. The Kunar River Dam project signals the Taliban's growing focus on controlling water resources, even as tensions with Pakistan rise. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anditi, signing off.